We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's Coach Rye asked about the tampering scenario.
You know, I'm really not allowed to really discuss it right now while it's under review. But, you know, I got a lot of confidence in our people that we did the right thing. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's some of those things that happen when you get excited, when you talk about those things. But, you know, we'll talk about those things at the appropriate times. Just right now, it's probably not that time.
Yeah, and I guess if there's an ongoing investigation, it's kind of like anything else. You just can't get into it too much in depth, Carl. But as we said, you know, what bearing does this have when everyone and their uncle knows he's coming to Minnesota? It's already been reported, and he's driving in his car, apparently talking to a trainer he's going to be working with.
Yeah,
he's already made the decision to come. The trainer didn't coerce Kirk Cousins into. And as I said, I just know if this was like a civil court, what's the harm done to the Vikings? You know, as the die's already been cast, is my point.
I think more than anything, the league is simply saying, we have these set of rules that everybody has to follow. And no matter what the situation or circumstances, nobody can break these rules. And we just need to make sure that everybody understands that. But this is not worth a draft pick. This is not worth picks. No. If you're going to do anything, find Arthur Blank and let's keep it moving. But I don't even think this is worth that, because I don't feel like the evidence is there, Mike. When Kirk Cousins makes a passing comment about talking to a trainer and it turns into a federal case. So
right.
I have said, let's turn the page on this. I totally agree with Ra, and I certainly agree with Mr. Blank on this.
Right. The NFL, Roger Goodell, speaking with the media up there today, saying they are hard at work on the Saquon Barkley and Cousins tampering investigation. So we'll see where that one goes. Now, you could argue there was a bigger market for Saquon Barkley, and if he's having specific conversation with somebody in the personnel department, maybe that's just, I mean, look.
Who are you going to call, his mom?
Right.
Like that, he doesn't have an agent.
Right.
Okay. More guys are doing this, by the way. And by the way, the number one overall pick doesn't have an agent either.
Nope.
He's got guys he's working with, he's got marketing guys, but he doesn't have an agent either, Mike. So, I mean, this is becoming, because you're slotted. You know what you're going
to
get.
It's a lock-in. And the only thing you'd have to get, basically, is if you want to get a lawyer, he can draw up and see what the last year's number one got, add 5% or whatever you think the cost of living is, and that's what your fifth-year option is going to be.
Yeah,
right?
But the guys that have been working with Caleb Williams, they've been working with him since he was 16. And I just think, like, this is going to become the norm. If you're a top-five pick, Mike, unless you want to, but you don't need that. And so, like, this is something the NFL is going to have to deal with, and I think going to have to be a little bit more lenient when it comes to guys who are representing themselves. What happened with Lamar last year?
Yeah, Lamar, and he still technically was representing himself. He did have advisors, but they got the deal done. Bosa is probably one of the last holdouts where there was an issue that went late into camp. That was with the Chargers, because the Chargers are notoriously cheap, and Bosa's dad is greedy. So that's basically how that one turned out. Yeah,
but no one else called for Lamar, but the point is, not having an agent, this is just, you're dealing with the teams directly.
Right. But we'll see where this one goes. I just, as I said, if it's cash, it's Arthur Blank's cash. No way you get a draft pick out of this. Speaking of Arthur Blank, he was making the rounds in Orlando and talking about Kirk Cousins and, you know, what's it all about?
Well, I think, you know, we were debating. I mean, we knew, and we said this immediately postseason, that a quarterback play had to get better coming into this current season. And there was a number of ways we could fill that, and still awesome combinations that we consider. But Kirk obviously has had an excellent career in the NFL, 12 years, two six-year runs with two very good franchises, and won a lot of games. And we thought, in terms of free agency, he was the best answer for us.
Yeah, I mean, we know that there was a pecking order. It was Cousins, Baker Mayfield, and then it was going to be to try to trade up in the draft, if possible. That was the mindset of Fontenot and Raheem and the Brain Trust, and Arthur signs off on it. Here's a question, though, for Arthur Blank, which I like. It's playoffs or bust, right, Mr. Blank?
Well, I don't know that it burns inside of me every single day, every moment. It'd be, you know, a good soundbite. But, I mean, it does, you know, I mean, I feel like my responsibility as an owner to our fans, to the players, to the coaches, is to make sure we're as competitive as we can be every single year, to make sure that we have an opportunity to get into the tournament, get into the playoffs. We understand a single game elimination, anything can happen. We'd love to get back to the Super Bowl and have a chance to win. And really win for our fan base that's been supportive of Atlanta since 1966. And it's a great fan base. And they filled up Mercedes-Benz Stadium beautifully for us, for football and for soccer as well, and for virtually every other event we have there. But so I'm anxious to do that, but we got to take it one step at a time, and we got to get ourselves in a position where we can we're competing for that. And I think we're in a position now. We're definitely a more competitive team than we were a year ago.
And again, the specific question was Super Bowl or bust, because obviously there's a finite amount of time that Kirk Cousins can deliver the goods.
Yeah.
One would imagine.
Well, he's acknowledging what we all knew, and being very nice about it. The quarterback play sucked, and at the end of the day, we knew we were going to have to upgrade. Where they were going to go and getting a vet, I just think it makes everybody feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, with the guy that's been in the league for 12 years, regardless of what you think about Kirk. Right. I just think that's the play here. And, Mike, you don't have to worry about all the small things that you had to worry about, whether it was the transition from Mariota, who obviously is not a starter in this league, to what Desmond Ridder gave us. And so now you just put all that stuff aside. And now you don't have to worry about all that other stuff that you were concerned with. Let's go play.
As he said in the answer there, you know, it's about being competitive. I mean, we've not been competitive. We haven't been to the playoffs since 17. So the first step was, as you just touched on, you've got to get stability in the quarterback position. We think we bought, now the contract says four, but we think we bought 3 years of stability at QB, and I go do it. Now the other side of this is the draft, because we got to get some defensive pieces. We played this about a half hour ago, but I want the guys in their car and ladies to hear this. Carl and I were trying to like read between the lines, read the tea leaves. Here's Coach Ra. Asked about edge rush, right? It's got to be edge rush at 8, right, Coach?
Oh, man, I think it's a really deep draft class all around. I think the edge rushers are well-known and well-documented right now what they can do. It's about how they fit with us and some of the stuff that they can do with us and how they be able to be a part of our football team. But I'm really excited with the opportunity to add some of those type of people at our point in the draft at some point. And when that happens, you never know, because you don't predict those things. But what you want to do is be prepared when you get to those buckets to have people in those spots that you feel really good about taking and adding to your football team so you can go out there and be productive with those guys.
At a point in the draft, at a point as in the first point at eight or at a point like second round?
At a point where it's comfortable. At a point where it makes sense. At a point that sounds like he's not drafting an edge rusher.
Guys,
I'm joking.
We said this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You have a valuation. You look at the mock drafts. They say Jared Verse at 8 or Dallas Turner at 8. They might not think those guys are the 8th best player.
Well, listen, if one of these corners is better, okay, and I use that term relatively, on the board, if one of these corners, Mike, is considered to be a top 6 or 7 player, and both of these edge rushers are top 15 or 16 players, you're telling me you're not taking the best corner over that. And then you get into, well, yes, we need it. You need it, but you're not drafting truly the best player at the time in which you're going to be drafting. So are you cheating yourself just by saying we need edge and you're going with a guy who may be ranked 15th overall in this draft? We don't know how any of these guys are going to play out over the next 3 years. So right now, it's just all this information and analytics, Mike, that you're going on. Right? Nobody knows how these guys are going to turn out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.